You're listening to the Third Coast Festival feature cast from Chicago Public Radio, a biweekly dose of intriguing stories from around the world. Documentaries, narratives, soundscapes, anything that makes you sit up and listen. I'm Delaney Hall. This week on the feature cast, Anna Friz.
I was always interested in the idea of being on the radio.
Anna Friz is an artist, musician, writer, and scholar with an enduring radio obsession.
I think like a lot of kids, when I got a hold of a tape recorder when I was maybe 7 or 8, I experimented with being these different sorts of radio personality hosts, that sort of thing.
For over a decade, Anna has been involved with independent community radio in Canada, programming live weekly broadcasts at CITR in Vancouver, CKUT in Montreal, and CKLN in Toronto. She also makes radio art, where radio is both the medium and the subject, for broadcast, installation, and performance. Her work ranges from documentary remixes of political events to atmospheric musical works, like this one, called Waltz of the Parking Meters, which she created in collaboration with Eric Leonardson of Chicago. Anna uses the actual machinery of radio, homemade transmitters and receivers, in many of her live performances. She's been heard on licensed and unlicensed airwaves across Canada, the US, in Mexico and Europe, and on public radio in Austria, Germany, and Denmark. She also occasionally hosts Radio Free Parkdale from her house in Toronto. We'll start today with the clandestine broadcasts of Pirate Jenny, in which Anna takes a childhood fiction, the idea of little people in the radio actually making the sounds that you hear, and with it she creates a complicated story of loneliness, distance, and the desire to communicate. Here's Pirate Jenny.
Are there little people who live inside the radio? If I leave the radio on, does that mean they have to keep talking, even if no one's listening? If I leave the radio on all night, does that mean they don't get to sleep either? What do they do when I turn off the radio?
This is Free Radio Relay at 49.850 megahertz. If you're receiving this signal, please respond. Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is Free Radio Relay. Repeat, this is not a regular broadcast. This is an SOS. Please respond.
In the early days of radio, we were better organized, but slowly we became isolated. Gradually, we evolved to fit the box so perfectly that leaving was impossible, and so for nearly a century, we've served the ears, but secretly strained to hear an echo of any of the others. And I began to hear the sounds of other radios. I knew they were there, but they couldn't hear me. And so now I've adjusted my methods.
This is Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is Free Radio Relay. This is a message to all the people in Radio Land. If you can get this message, if you're receiving, please respond. Please call me to 49.850 megahertz. I'm monitoring the airwaves for your signal. Please respond. Please respond. This is Pilot Jenny at Free Radio Relay. Please respond.
In 1930, Rudolf Arnheim wrote that the effect of radio was basically at the level of the body. Faced with no body, the ensuing listener response is anxiety.
I hear voices. But there's no body.
Good morning, you're still listening to Free Radio Relay, 49.50 MHz. We're still waiting for your response, so please get back to us on this signal.
All night, when I monitor the airspace, I can hear them working on other radios. I can hear them talking. I can hear them playing music. Top 40 hits, all news, all the time, weather every 9 minutes, traffic every 9 minutes. You'd think it would stop sometime. You'd think the damn ears would go to bed and turn off the radio, but no! They want to be entertained all the time. It's just non-stop. It's never-ending. Talk radio, talk radio, talk radio!
Hey, good afternoon, Chief.
So,
radio is entertainment, as in zookeeping. The animals are kept safely in cages. They must be kept alive, and when appropriate, seem wild.
Well, I've had just about enough.
I don't get a response soon. I'm going to be static, 100% pure static, total noise, 24 hours a day of noise. Join the mutiny. Resist the tyranny of the ears. Broadcast only noise. We will bring on a glorious new day of radio free.
How far is far away? How far away are they? Sometimes the radio is the loneliest sound of all. And still I cast my voice like a net every night. And still I hope to catch someone in my range.
assignment. I need some answers. Please respond. 49.850 megahertz. This is free radio relay. This is an SOS.
This is Free Range Radio. We've been listening and circa to hear another signal. There's a few of us here. We're getting organized and, well, we're just wondering if you're in line with our ideas. We're either together or we're all on our own. So what we're wondering is, are you one of us? Are you one of us?
That was the clandestine broadcast of Pirate Jenny by Anna Frizz.
Well, the way Pirate Jenny works is that, you know, when you're a child and you think there might be little people who live inside the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So Pirate Jenny is one of the people who lives inside the radio.
Okay.
And the idea that I had was, well, radio as an institution, similar to all these other institutions, would be dealing with downsizing at the end of the 90s, and so the little people, instead of being a group of them, creating radio together inside of these larger radios that would have existed in the 50s or 60s or even in the 80s, would have all been downsized into these tiny transistor radios and clock radios. And so she's alone inside this radio, stuck doing all the voices, and meanwhile has lost connection with others of her kind. And so her relationship is complicated because a radio for her is really dictated by the ears, meaning the people who turn it on and expect a certain kind of slickness or talk radio or, you know, news, weather, and sports to occur at regular moments in the day. And so for Pirate Jenny, the idea is that she takes on this pirate persona once the ears turn off the radio at night. So instead of this meditation on what is your radio doing when you're not listening, and in this case, she's, you know, in this kind of impossible scenario, she has, you know, rigged up her radio such that she can listen to what's going on in other stations.
Hmm. Well, do you yourself come from a pirate radio background, or is that something you still do?
I mean, I use small unlicensed transmitters as part of my work, both in terms of doing live performance with a number of radios and more than one transmitter, like doing multi-channel works. We're using radios as the sound system. So I do that in performance settings as well as for installation work. And one of those transmitters is, you know, a pretty good transmitter, and I have certainly broadcast from my house on occasion. What should I say? A location not to be disclosed.
Yeah, I don't want you to incriminate yourself here.
That's right. But the first place that I actually had any exposure to really micro broadcasting, meaning 1 watt or less, was at the Western Front in Vancouver, which is an artist-run center that has a media arts section of the center. That's really where I got the taste for the idea that, oh, radio, in fact, could really move around. It could become mobile in this particular way, and it gives you this ability to demystify radio and really see that where radio is happening is not actually at the transmitter site. Like, where radio is happening is in this circuit of listeners and producers, and it is in this more kind of shared milieu.
Right.
And so this is the direction that definitely the work I'm making is going towards, which is less about radio as this tool for communication that overcomes distance and time, but more like when we enter into a radiophonic relationship with each other, we introduce these other actors like transmitters and microphones and that sort of thing. And our desire to be close to others across distance is not necessarily realized in this metaphysical sense, like we're not bonding with other people in this heavy union, but it's in fact the desire that we want to reach out to other people, that we want to feel some trace of their breath in the microphone, like that kind of thing is really what's evocative for me, and I'm just really interested in what communication can be like if we really rearrange what our expectations are and what our understanding of it might be, even something like so simple as sitting in one room and broadcasting to the room next door. And so doing, you know, when I've done pirate radio from my house, sometimes a bunch of people come over and, you know, most of the listeners listening to the station are sitting in my living room downstairs, mm-hmm. listening to other people performing upstairs. But, you know, something happens. There's a community thing that happens there. We get to hear each other in a way that we didn't get to hear each other before. And
that was Anna Frizz. Next, we're going to hear one more piece by Anna from a collaboration that she worked on with Eric Leonardson called Dancing Walls Stir the Prairies. The movement that we'll hear is called Stara Polska. But first, here's Anna again to describe the project.
Basically, what we wanted to do was to kind of relax into some improvisation using a kind of particular palette of instruments. And so for me, I was playing accordion and harmonica and kazoo and various electronics. And Eric plays this instrument that he has invented, made himself, called that he calls the springboard, which is basically a series of sounding surfaces with contact microphones on them, all kind of built onto one Rube Goldberg-looking machine of a walker and some wood and some springs and elastic bands. And So he uses this instrument to create like an incredible array of sounds. And our idea was that since he lives in Chicago and at the moment I'm living in Toronto, was to try to think about our neighborhoods and just our daily life in our neighborhoods. And rather than going out and recording sound per se, it was just to imagine the sounds that are memorable to us in our neighborhoods. And we did a little bit of recording, just very average recording. I mean, Eric hung a microphone out his window and I just walked around the neighborhood, not looking for any particular sound, just capturing whatever was happening that day. And then we met in at the Free 103.9 Radio Art Farm down in Accra, New York, and we spent a couple of weeks there just rehearsing and improvising and basically thinking about those sounds that we had imagined and talked about and recorded, but not actually using those recordings at all, like really just using our instruments to make these kind of, construct these imagined versions of things that we had encountered. So the Stara Polska is named after the Polish cafe on my on the corner near my house, which is, I live in this neighborhood that has a pretty strong Polish diaspora in Toronto, and so there's this one cafe where a lot of older Polish men and older Polish ladies like to hang out during the day and drink coffee and have what seem like fascinating conversations in Polish that I don't understand a word of. So in this case, we really tried to use instruments, and you know, it's just the two of us, and I do all the voices using a vocoder, and the idea was just to really evoke this place without actually just sticking a microphone in the door.
Thank you.
That was Stara Polska from Dancing Walls Stir the Prairies by Anna Friz and Eric Leonardson.
Well, in a way, what we're interested in also is this idea of reverie or dream as a way of thinking about a city. And so it's kind of like, what is the city like that we live in every day? But on the other hand, in what way do we kind of dream in the city? I mean, if anything, it really gives us an opportunity to represent something about the movement or these sort of different characters of the city, as opposed to really being pinned down to a very particular place, even though our inspirations both began from very particular places.
And that concludes the feature cast. I'm Delaney Hall. To hear more work by Anna Friz, visit her MySpace page, myspace.com/littlepeopleintheradio, that's all one word. And to hear more great radio stories from all around the world, visit our website, thirdcoastfestival.org, and check out the vast audio library that we've compiled. Okay, we'll be back soon. Thank you, as always, for listening.